Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. Myron Gaines.
Fresh Prince CEO.
We're here with our two favorite attorneys, man. We got a lot to talk about today, guys. Let's get right into it.
We are live.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. We got a very important one today about how to protect yourself from crazy chicks. But anyway, before we get into that, quick announcement, guys, patreon.com/freshfit so you guys can see all the behind the scenes of us kicking out these crazy chicks. Because obviously we're going to talk about it, the importance of recording. So you guys get to see that content right there on patreon.com. And then also, what else?
We got Zoom calls as well on Patreon. Yep. Regarding Monday and Tuesday. We go through like finances, fitness, social media, you know, dating, whatever you want. We also answer questions, 20 bucks and up. Mm-hmm. Any dating questions you have, we answer right on the spot with video responses.
Yep. As well as, guys, we're also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. So go ahead and get on there and listen to us on there. Just make sure you have headphones, because if you listen to us while you're at work with no headphones, you will get in trouble. Also, we got gear, merch, hoodies, t-shirts, all that stuff. Shirts coming on, for example, shirts. Do we have the design done for that?
Yeah, actually, we should be getting those hopefully next week.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll have these t-shirts for you guys soon.
For example.
Yeah, for example, ninja shirts, all that stuff coming soon. Touch and go. All
guys,
that stuff.
Guys, May 15th, the Fresh and Fit Party, 100K, man. Don't miss it. It's going to be there. It's going to be lit. Celebrity guests, YouTubers, hello girls. And you guys are coming, right?
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Game on. Get the two best attorneys in Miami there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it'd be funny. You show up to the party, you get legal advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Set up a little booth.
I got in trouble right before this. Can you help me out?
There you go.
And then real quick, guys, if you guys haven't noticed, we've been having some really good internet connection, no lags or anything like that, slowdown that we've been having. That's shout out to our boy
Viking
Paradigm, Tarl, a.k.a. If you want to get some help with him on the internet stuff, go on his YouTube channel, Viking Paradigm.
Yep.
And his name is Tarl on Instagram, guys. He's been helping us out, helped us reset our internet stuff so that, you know, we don't have any of these slowdown issues and things are going well now. Now you guys can see all the boobs in 1080p with no problems.
Because look, man, we don't know everything. But as a team, as a family, as part of the Fresh and Fit family, you guys help out, man. So that's love, man.
All right. So I'll read these super chats real quick and then we're going to introduce our guests for those of you that don't know them. Okay. $50 queue time. Showing support. Thanks for producing awesome content to better men's lives. That's what we're here
awesome.
For.
Thanks, man.
And then we got JB84, Colombian mommy should have been there that night to lay down the law. Hashtag lawyer bait. Thank you, JB84, $10. Touch and go 2021. Hilarious. $5. What do you do if she grabs your phone and smashes it once you start recording? Are you SOL at that point? Good question. We'll answer that during the course of this show. And then we got our boy Viking Paradigm. Go ahead and subscribe to his YouTube channel, guys. Yep. He helped us with our internet setup to make sure that we don't slow down and have any lags. So without further ado, can we introduce our esteemed guests.
So, who are you and who are you? Because we know you personally, but you know, they might not know you.
Yeah.
So. Hi. So, my name is Jennifer Pratt. I'm an attorney with Prada Law. We're located in Miami, Florida, www.prada.law. And our number is 888-88-LEGAL. We handle a wide range of legal services, ranging from family to immigration to personal injury to bankruptcy. You probably can get a list of things we don't do rather than do. So we do a lot. We encompass a lot. And of course, se habla español.
Okay.
Perfect. Spanish
Thank too. You for having us here again.
Today. Yeah. My name is Daniel Silver, and I am the family law attorney at Prada Law. I am a one trick pony. It's all I do all day, day in and day out is marital and family law, domestic violence, paternity cases, prenups and postups. But anything having to do with family cases, that's what I do. And I have a background in criminal defense.
Awesome. 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 So today's topic, guys, we're going to talk about a few things. I know a bunch of you guys asked about the Bill Gates
breaking
divorce.
News.
So we'll talk about that as well during the course of this show. It's not as sexy as you think. Trust me.
Yeah.
But last week, guys, or was it last week? No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
Guys,
100K celebration.
We had a 100K celebration, right? And thank you guys so much for the support, by the way. We've been growing at a ridiculous rate. I think we're 135, 36K.
Wow.
I want to say 136 now.
I think you guys were like at 40 the first time I came here.
Yeah.
Or maybe less that first time we're not ever going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
doesn't exist.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't exist.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats, guys. That's
no,
great.
Thank you so much. We've been growing at a crazy rate, and we had some girls come by. And if you guys aren't familiar with the show, just search it. Frank Castle, Exorcisms, etc.
Yeah.
And to give you guys a quick summary, the two girls were being pretty disrespectful on the show. One kept cutting me off. We had a debate where one said $500,000 a year makes you a bum. And I was like, okay, well, if you're a bum from... Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She dated a couple of rappers. She wasn't the highest IQ in person. Yeah. So anyway, she was saying basically if you make $500,000 a year, that's like on the lower end of what she dates, blah, blah, blah. And then I was saying, well, listen, if you want a guy that makes that kind of money, he's not going to cook. You're going to need to cook. And she was like, she didn't want to hear my opinion. She just wanted to give hers. And then she was like, well, the conversation's done now. I was like, the conversation is done. She's just being very disrespectful. And her friend was with her. So I kick one of them out. She gets up, pours a drink on the carpet. And then leaves.
Yeah.
And then the other friend like stays. And then this is kind of the situation where like, okay, we're telling this girl to leave. She doesn't want to leave, but I don't want to call the police, whatever. And I guess we'll go back and look at it. And Monday morning quarterback and figure out what we could have done better, what we did right, what we did wrong. And guys, hopefully you guys can learn from our mistakes, because a lot of you guys have probably been put in a position like this before where, you know, it's one of those weird situations. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? To catch 22. You want to throw her out, right, physically, but you know it's going to come from that. We're going to talk about all the legalities of that in a second, but we're going to pull up the video here in a second here, and Chris is pulling that up.
Or you might be too scared to do anything because you don't know what to do. And that's another factor as well, because think about this, right? If they have the leverage and you don't have anything to go back on, then what do you have to, you know, work with? And
exactly.
Be a big problem there.
And we're going to play a snippet of this, guys, and then we're going to talk about, you know, break it down. And then also, more importantly, we're going to talk a little bit more extensively about domestic abuse, dealing with issues in the home, et cetera. And
Bill Gates.
You know, and Bill Gates. So, so we're going to play a portion of this, guys. We're not going to play the entire thing, but just for frame of reference, at this point, this is where we've had that conversation about the $500,000. I'm not going to cook for no girl that is expects me to make that kind of money, blah, blah, blah. The girl on the right is the one that is that leaves immediately first. And the one on the left is the chick we tried to perform an exorcism on that didn't work. So we'll
the,
play
the
this
one that's double fisted.
Yeah, exactly.
Never a good sign.
Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, it was actually it was water in there. So she wasn't even lit. This woman was sober.
Oh my,
two cups of water.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it was water.
That was the crazy part. Yeah.
She left right away, so she knew what it was.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Makes it well for you.
Is bum. I want a guy that makes a lot of money. Cool. You have your standards. For me, I have my standards. Girls got to cook. I ain't cooking for her. That's especially if I'm a high earning guy. That's just not how it works. So, see, guys, this is an example of what I mean. It's okay for women to have their standards and exert them, but as soon as you bring yours out, you're crazy. That's crazy. This is Disney fairy tale, blah, blah, blah. But I'm over here saying, at least I'm more realistic. A guy that makes $500,000 a year plus is like 0.0001 of the population, right? Or a millionaire. Meanwhile, I'm just saying, hey, you know what? I want a girl that cooks for me. That's way more probable than a millionaire dealing with me. Like,
let's be honest here.
If I'm making that much money or he is, then we should be hiring a private fucking chef so I can fuck my man all day instead of having to cook for him. Period.
Stupid.
Okay. That was... definitely different. Okay.
Yeah, that was a very low IQ conversation right there. So anyway, did you have something too or no?
I'm good.
Oh, you're good now. Okay, fair enough.
Cool.
They had no problem with coming up earlier.
Frank was this close to coming out.
Yeah, facts.
This close to coming out.
Facts.
So
it was real close.
Coming out. What's that mean?
It means that like when he comes out, people leave.
Okay, then that can happen if you guys want it to.
It's not gonna happen. Don't worry about it.
I mean, listen, if you want to get out, if you want to leave, you're more than welcome.
I asked you to stop with the question, and you didn't. Do you want me to leave?
Okay, Mara,
Chat. Okay. What do you guys think?
Chat.
You don't know what the chat's gonna say.
We let y'all decide.
Yeah, we'll let the chat decide on this 100K celebration. What do you guys think?
Kind of a masochist.
So put a one in the chat. You want Frank Castle too? If you wanted to say.
I mean, my thing is, we've been said we lost, right?
Jeez, man.
I was like, we lost. Whatever.
Yeah, so the ones start flying in and we play the Vegeta song, right?
Yeah. All right. Ladies, get the fuck out. You guys have been wild and respectful, so just get out. People don't want to hear no more.
So she walks out immediately. This girl smashed a few rappers, so she knows what time it is. When they tell you to leave, you leave, because not all of them are going to exercise the same restraint that I do. And then Chris,
that's crazy, man.
Chris?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Move it back forward.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So now at this point, guys, she knocks over the Patreon sign, as you guys just saw right there.
The poor sign, man.
And then she's saying, you guys don't hear it, but she's saying, oh, I withdraw my consent to be on camera now. I don't want to be on camera and I don't want that waiver. So she starts trying to look for it, right? And she sees it on Chris's desk, but Chris was smart enough to realize, yo, if this chick gets a hold of it, she's going to rip it.
Also, so, at the camera, I'm about to use Final Flash.
What? that was a great joke. But anyway, continuing on. So yeah, so I'm telling her, yo, take your heels, get out, right? So she takes one off because she's on the carpet with the heels, which I have a pet peeve. Don't wear your shoes on the carpet. And she tries to put it back after she knocked it down, but she can't, obviously. So I'm like, yo, don't even worry about that. Put on the table. Get out. Right. Like, I don't care. So at this point, I tell her, yo, put your shoes on and get out of here. Or actually, no, I tell her, yo, take your shoes and get out because I didn't want her in there anymore. So yeah. So pause it right there, Chris. So we're going to show you guys the play-by-play from the entire point. Pull up the Instagram real quick. Because what we did was, guys, anytime chicks like this start acting crazy,
gotta record.
We start turning the cameras on. Mm-hmm. With the stream.
With ours or?
Yeah, ours.
Yeah, so it should be Instagram. In Telegram chat.
In a Telegram.
On videos?
Yeah.
All
right,
cool. No problem.
Yeah. So we're going to pull that up right now, guys. And
this one?
No, that one could be last. That one.
This one? All right,
no problem. Yeah. There you go. So mute it real quick, Chris. Yep. So yeah. And then is it showing?
On,
we're
going
to share the screen with you guys here in a second to show you guys it.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Like, how it escalated so quickly.
Yeah, and luckily we had Trey in the house, and we had our real estate agent, Roger.
Recording.
And he was, he basically played, you know, we were able to kind of record it from all different segments and have it. So obviously everyone has different pieces of the pie. But in general, in a totality, I guess we have the entire thing recorded. So, Chris, do we have this?
Yep.
No. There was another clip that when she's on the couch.
Okay, one second.
Yeah, there's another clip. Because she goes on a couch, guys, and I tell her, hey, you got to put your shoes on outside. And she's like, what she does is she starts putting on her shoes extremely slowly, right, to try to be a jerk. So I was like, all right, you're going to put your shoes on outside. She says, no. What I do is I take one shoe and the bag and I put it outside, right? And she has one shoe on her foot. And let's record what's in it real quick.
That video, okay. I don't have the video.
I'm getting it right now.
Yeah. Fresh is going to send it to you right now.
Okay, no problem.
But I guess on the onset, what we could do is, Jen, Dan, what do you guys, while we pull up these videos, what are your opinions on that?
Yeah, you need to screen your guests a little better.
This is true. Our talent coordinator.
Aside from that, though, you know, it's very interesting here because we're in a studio, but this is also a residence as far as I can see. And when you have a residence, you've got castle doctrine.
Yep.
So a man's home is his castle. Mm-hmm. And if you've got an intruder in your castle or someone guests that's not welcome, you can kick them out. And you may be able to use reasonable force, but just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Because it seems like she was goading you guys into laying a hand on her so she could escalate things even harder to a more acrimonious situation where she could say, battery. She could say, oh, you know, blah, blah, whatever she can say. Sometimes you ring that bell and you can't unring the bell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you guys need to, you know, avoid, is making sure you don't put yourself in a situation where someone rings that bell, you can't unring. Because it's kind of like, I mean, unfortunately, a woman cries rape. It's very hard to, you know, it hits the front page of the Herald. Yeah. But then if it's got to be nothing, like, you get page 14 on the bottom page of retraction. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So so we got right here, guys. So we'll show you the clip real quick. So at this point, right, as you guys saw, so I tell her, all right, yo, you gotta play from the beginning. So I'm like, yo,
there's even one before that, Chris. The other one?
All right, no problem.
Do it outside. This is a great show.
Hello, once. And, she does it slow. Real slow.
All the way.
Looking up like nothing.
Take your shoes and do it outside.
Shoes are still on the carpet.
Right.
And then
the next one we'll show you guys. And we put this all on Instagram. Guys, the reason why we did this,
right?
She didn't want to do it. So I took her other heel and her shoes. And I put it outside. Now, she's feminine now. She wants to be nice.
You remember? I called it, bro. I was like, yo, this chick has a dark side to her, bro. Mm-hmm. I called her from early. Yep. Crazy, man.
Yeah, and basically, man, what it was is this girl, guys. She went on the on Instagram the next day and said we stole $1,700 from her, which is obviously a lie.
Yeah.
But so that's why we put all this out. Like, okay, we stole from you. Let's put this video out to show
the proof
that we, you know, I took your purse, I put it outside, nobody messed with it, and we had a couple of clips showing, which we'll show right now. So there's Trey recording, and we're telling her to get out, but she doesn't want to get out, right? You want to take the album outside and expose it. Basically, guys, what she wanted to do was she wanted to put her shoes on in the apartment, and we weren't going to go back out there and get her shoe for her and bring her back in. That's what she wanted.
Yep.
You know what I mean? She wanted to play a little
game. Just to make sure it's all in there. Go ahead. Go on. Give it to security.
Yeah. So, and let's slow that down real quick, because right before Trey took the bag to security, we recorded the inside of it to make sure that there wasn't any money in there, because she made an allegation that we took $1,700 from her. If you take $1,700 from someone in that small little Christian Dior bag,
you're gonna see it.
You're gonna see that
something
money. That's a substantial amount of money. You know, even if you have it in all hundreds, 17 different bills, right? Plus, so
if she had $1,700, I'm thinking it'd be singles.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Yeah, there you go. Wow. Bang bang, baby. Bang bang. Bang bang.
Well said.
So Trey took that to the security, and then they came back up and they were able to remove her, and you guys know the rest. But we wanted to make sure that we would record all of it, because we knew that this crazy crazy allegation might come. And then here you guys go, show right here outside as we claim. So we put it out there, and then I come back in and tell her she got to leave, right? And that's right when I put the bag down. And then that's when you guys saw the clip earlier when Trey was showing the bag and everything.
Nothing in his hand, nothing that came out of her purse. And you know what's the weird part about this is that, like, she did this to us in a professional studio. Imagine you're in your own home.
Yeah.
And she does something like this to you. Like, it's crazy, man. What could be possible?
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. She went on Instagram, said, hey, they stole money from me. $1,700, whatever allegations she made, which happened to be how much money we made that day on Super Chat.
Interesting.
But that's a very interesting coincidence. But someone sent her $2,000 on PayPal or Cash App. Some simp.
But you make a salient point.
How do you know?
This happened in a professional studio. Instagram. Where everything was professionally recorded.
Yes.
What happens when this is not at a professional studio and, you know, in the home of one of your viewers? How do you protect yourself?
Yeah.
Because, you guys, A+, you guys did everything right, man. You even recorded the inside of the purse. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, you killed it. So
thank you,
great
man.
Job.
Appreciate it.
Fantastic. But this is your home. This is your castle. This is your livelihood. So you protect it like a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And your viewers out there, you know, when you invite someone in your home, you need to protect your home like a beast as well.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll say this. If looking back, 2020 hindsight, we should have called the police.
Yeah, we should have.
We messed up by not calling them.
Because she had leverage when she called first. But get this, right? She said $1,700. One of the viewers that saw it took her side and gave her probably $2,000.
Yeah.
So just imagine that. They can lie and say whatever, and they'll be going to be believed, because guess what? She's a woman. She's feminine, so to speak. And because she's in a victim,
she got feminine when we started telling her you got to leave.
It's crazy, about
but on the show she was being all kinds of ratchet and annoying.
It's
crazy, you know,
man. She's a sucker born every minute, man.
Yeah,
it's insane.
So I would say, I mean, what from our perspective, I think we should have called the police sooner. And then the police did come, guys, and basically what you spoke to them, what they
said.
So
we showed them all the footage, basically,
and they were tried to.
Yeah, and then there was a last piece of footage that they wanted to see upstairs. But then it was like, hey, you know, honestly, this is going to be thrown out, because once again, there's not enough evidence here. It passed too many hands. And it's kind of like, we believe what you're saying, because her story isn't even adding up. And they did it back and forth with her, basically saying, you know what, these guys are showing proof with the footage. You don't have anything to go based off of. So we're going to, you know, just head out of here. And you know, the funny part, she was like, hey, you know what, guys, don't worry about it. We're just going to put a report up. We just showed up. But that's about it, because this has no basis of like any evidence at all.
And we showed you guys on IG the little orange card they gave us. It said
the police have better things to do with their time. Just
civil matter.
But then I asked her, hey, what can we do to counter, like, you know, report what she did to us? Because that's a lie. You're wasting your time. She said, oh, you know, definitely. I understand. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of effort just to get this counter like report or something.
But
like that.
But dig deeper with it. Check it out.
Yeah.
She called the police. Police responded to what could be a crime scene. Police need probable cause to effectuate arrest.
Yeah.
Police do an investigation. There is no probable cause to effectuate any arrest. In fact, they probably think she's FOS.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's a civil matter and they're not getting involved.
Yeah.
Because, yo, we're in Miami. And when you call the police, like, and I tell this to my clients, I tell the judge, like, judges, if you want to get the court's attention, you know, it takes a lot to shock the conscience of in the court of Miami. So, yeah, if you want to get the cops' attention, like, I don't think she did a very good job.
Yeah. So we'll turn it to you guys. So I guess because
before the tats, no?
What was that?
Subtext?
Yeah, we'll hit those real quick, and then we'll get the lawyer's takes on it.
Do we read these two or no?
No.
The first two.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so Wayne, 50 hours. The discussion last night regarding social media was fascinating. Listening to the constant "what if I" excuses for not deleting it, ladies sounded like heroin addicts trying to justify their addiction, pretending their drug of choice isn't harmful. Hey, it is what it is, man. Cue time, $50. Showing support. Thanks for producing awesome content to better men's lives. Thank you so much for that. And then we got Irish Alpha 82. I took a RP after a sadistic narcissistic chick I dated. One night she threw punches at me. When I stopped her looking at my phone, I had to hold her wrists and they bruised, and she took photos and blackmailed me for months. Oh, wow.
What's an RP?
It means the you know, this color
pill. The red capsule.
The red pill. I got you.
Dennis M with $50. My question is, can I marry one of my male business partners and hide my assets and corporations as trusts in other family members' names to avoid paying alimony in the event of divorce? I live in Ontario, Canada, where common law marriage exists. Sorry, my friend, but that is not today's topic.
But you know what? Call us. That guy.
He's in Canada.
But he's on another level. I think he's got some. He's got something there, and I can't provide legal advice from Canada. But that's a good question.
Jay Hurst, $20. Yo, the Vegeta Super Saiyan theme. I'm dying. I love it. Enjoying the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
And then Ellie Perez. Refresh. Can you read that guy again?
Legendary Frank Castle moment. Can't believe you Americans and Westerners have to deal with disrespect like this. Love from an Israeli. Robbie Rob, $20, says, mahalo for your knowledge on the RP. Fitness, finance, females, and frame. Local girls in Hawaii are superficial as fuck. Thanks for speaking and teaching the truth. Also, will you guys be able to get AMS on the show? Well, tell them that you can come on the show, man.
Let me just say a shalom to Eli Perez.
Huh?
A shalom to Eli Perez. He was saying the hi from Israel, so I'm just saying.
Okay, gotcha.
We're in the tribe.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, Awestrike, $50, says, I'm against using violence on women out of anger or frustration, or as a form of punishment for bad behavior. However, you have to be able to forcibly remove trespassers from your property. It can be done with minimal risk of injury to both parties.
All right.
You say that until someone's in your house and exactly. You know, easier said than done.
Easier said than done. So, okay. All right. So, real guys. Quick, yeah, go ahead.
Chris, could you pull up the photo of the police report? Because I want them to see as well, kind of like what they wrote on a report. Because once again, they can lie and say whatever, but when it comes to the crime scene, if you've got video evidence, you've got like no proof of like what happened, then you could easily get out of that situation, because once again, there's no case to go off.
Yeah, that's why you got to record everything.
Yeah.
So while Chris gets that, let's talk about, because we talked about how we handled it, but guys. There's I said nail in the coffin, hold this L, and then I basically circled it there where the police said, you know, no report.
Civil matter.
And basically, you know, the chick was lying. They knew it. And they're like, all right, there's nothing to do. You know, there's nothing to deal with here.
That's a win for you guys.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yeah. But it's crazy because, like, we had to take crazy overt steps. Whereas, you know, anyone else might not have the wherewithal to know to you got to record all this stuff. So, Jen, I'm going to turn it to you. What, I guess, how can guys protect themselves in situations like this where they might have someone that, you know, is at their house they don't want anymore, whether it's an ex-girlfriend, whatever it may be?
Right. So, well, just going real quick back to the video itself,
sure.
The blonde one. So we saw her on tape committing a crime, right? Mm-hmm. She damaged your property. And even whether this is a $10,000 carpet or a $20 Target carpet, you know, you have a claim against her for those damages. Anybody that comes into your place of business or place of home where you live and damages it, you have a claim against them. You know, is it worth now going down and filing and paying the filing fee for, you know, but what if this, I don't know, what if this is a $10,000 carpet that she just ruined? It may be worth the $200-$300 filing fee, right, to get a judgment against there, because she, you know, she's damaging your property, her or anyone. So that on the offset, ladies, I mean, come on, you're being recorded here. Why would you ever commit a crime here?
I don't think that's what this is about, though.
No. I was just commenting that they have this girl committing a crime on camera. Yeah. Think with your brain.
Was that a crime?
Yeah, she damaged their property. She
seems like a civil infraction or maybe a demerit. She made a little mess.
Yeah, definitely civil. It's definitely okay. Civil, right? Not a crime. I take that back. She caused damage to your property. So, yeah.
So good to know.
Yeah, with that being said, and that goes for anything in your studio, right? Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think you guys did handle it correctly. I know that I want to be very cautious about how we talk about this on air, even though I see you guys have totally flushed it out step by step to the viewers. Mm-hmm. But in the event there's anything ongoing, I want to be very careful. But with that being said, I would have called the police.
Yeah,
the minute she didn't. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. I could understand why particularly men are afraid to call the police. And this isn't even like racial or anything. This is just because we know statistically that if he and I were to get into an altercation at home and either of us call the police, whether it's him or me, there's a higher chance that he's going to end up in handcuffs than I am.
Yeah. But she is Colombian, so not necessarily. but let me point out something. So look, all I do is marital and family law all day. And it just so happens that when parents are exchanging children, it's in an acrimonious case, that's when bad things happen. And in Florida, wiretapping is basically a crime. So if I'm going to record you and I'm going to have an iPhone in my pocket and you can't see it, I'm committing a felony. But I tell my clients, look, if things are going to get hairy in an exchange, take out your phone, put out the camera and say, look, I'm recording you. I'm recording us. I'm recording everything for both of our safety and protection. And then it's very hard for the other person to argue, oh, I didn't realize I was being recorded when, you know, the phone's in the face. Mm-hmm. But the best thing you can do is just document everything and look and take three steps back rather than one step forward. You know, always trying to de-escalate the situation.
Absolutely. And I know that that's not easy sometimes with the particular demographic of people that you have up here that, you know, to be easy. But definitely, even though, like Dan said earlier, you could physically take them out, you can. It's your home and they were an invited guest, and we're going to get into that. But she's an invited guest. You're allowed to revoke that invitation, right? And at that point, when you've asked her to leave, whether it has an F-bomb in it or not, she's got to go, or he or anyone that's here. So when she refused, you can physically get her out. I don't mean you punch her five times and drag her out, but could you have physically lifted her up, you know, like literally like baby style and just carried her out the door? For sure. Oh. But just because you can, like Dan said, doesn't mean we suggest you do.
Doesn't mean you should.
I would call the police, especially now, of course, and I don't mean here, but in any setting, before you call the police, there's also other dangers, not just that you might end up in handcuffs versus her because she might flip the script and lie. And I know people, not just girls, that will go as far as literally hurting themselves on purpose right before the police arrive, just so they can have a cut, a bruise or something to show the cops. And guess what? Now it's for almost sure you're going to jail. So I see the hesitation. And that may not have been that night your reason for not calling the police, but I could see the hesitation. Then let me take it a step further. It's not just that. What if, like most Americans, there's a little bit of marijuana in your house or an illegal gun or some other thing, or you have a warrant out for something you did in Kentucky 3 years ago that you're still trying to deal with an attorney on the side in Kentucky. Whatever your story is, I could see why you may not want to call the police, because when you invite the police in, you can't pick and choose. It's like bankruptcy. I know, totally off topic, but you can't just pick which creditor you want to put in. Yeah. You know, you got to put them all in, right?
It's a good point. Cause check it out. What I tell my clients, look, once you file a case against her, once you avail yourself of the court's jurisdiction, once you're in, it may not be that easy to get out if you know things get hairy.
But with that being said, you guys did the right thing. You ended up calling security, if I'm not mistaken. You did not put your hands on her, correct? And we know this, so that's great. So definitely to everyone watching, do not put your hands on her or him or anybody. And if you must, resort to call the police. However, if you have any of the aforementioned that I just mentioned, you know, you might want to look, they're not there to do a raid at your house. Right. Mm-hmm. But if it's an open view, if they see the weed, if they see the guns when they walk in. So, you know, you may want to put anything away and then call the police too. And I'm not teaching y'all how to commit a crime. I'm just saying to be smart about when you're calling these police. But look, I know there's a lot of heat and hate against police officers, but there are some good officers out there. And at the end of the day, look, you have a situation. Who who are we calling? We're calling the police, right? Yeah. But just be cautious of these things, because I would hate for you to be calling to get this person out of your house, let's say, and then you just happen to have something illegal on your table, and now you're the one ending up in jail.
Exactly. Yeah,
so in your case, you guys did the best next thing, which was record, document. You have witnesses, which is great. Of course, your witnesses are biased, right? Yeah. But you have witnesses, which is better than most men. Most men in this situation, it's you and her by yourself. Yeah. How do you do it? And that was a great question. What happens when she smashes your phone? What do you do at that point? Do you run out?
You got the backup phone.
You know, I mean, that's a good question, but that's the best you can do is try to document. You guys did an excellent job in that respect, documenting her bag, you know, and shout out to your attorney, you know, for that waiver one time, you know, that's seriously. Money too.
Yeah.
Shout out to her for doing our waiver, man. Because
we do have a waiver, and Jen actually helped us with that. Yep. Basically, any guest that comes on.
Yo, fresh and fit, handle like pros.
Yeah, no, you guys did a good job. But call the police next time.
Yeah,
I know there's nothing in here, so do it.
We got to do it next time. Right, we just did it. We just wanted to go with the, I guess, minimum effective dose, the least invasive method, which would be security, which they kind of messed up because they let her put her shoes on inside. But I get their point too. They just wanted her out. Their job is to get her out. They don't care about ego or anything like that. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. We got the job done. But I will say this, because I just have to ask. Mm-hmm. So hypothetically speaking, you can't forcibly remove the person from your home. Does that open the? I guess does that open the door for them to come back and say? Battery and so I know we talked about it kind of off camera. Can we have that discussion real quick? If you decide where, you know what, the police are taking a while, this person is possibly even in a position where they may hurt me or whatever it may be, I don't have the time to wait for the police. You know, it's Miami, Florida. Let's keep it a stack. They're out here probably, you know, at downtown at Club 11 or something like that, trying to get people out of there, you know? So they have other things that's going on. And you have to take action right there and then. Do you open yourself up to other claims down the road?
Yeah, I mean, look, the second you put your hands on someone else, I mean, look, I just committed a battery. Seriously.
Okay.
That is a battery. It's an unlawful touching. It's my wife. She's probably consenting for the time being, but I'm just saying.
All day, baby.
In the context of having someone in your house that is, you know, an unwanted guest, and all of a sudden you cross the line and you put your hands on them, you know, it's all about, and look, when I represent my clients, especially the ones with a lot of money, I tell them my job is to limit your exposure.
Yeah.
And the second you put your hands on someone, you're exposing yourself, because all of a sudden, you know, I grab, I twist, and my rotator cuff. And like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep,
like,
real talk.
Something silly. The next thing you know, like that could lead to a civil lawsuit for damages, personal injury, and all the stuff that you just don't want to deal with.
Right.
So really, like, call the police. Don't put your hands on anyone if you can.
So just wait it out. Yeah. And if there is some imminent danger, I guess.
But that would be if you're being attacked. If she's the aggressor. Yeah. And then maybe you can get some pepper spray or some stun gun or something like that. And
actually some pepper spray. I would have maybe forced her out of here, right? Because, I mean, you guys too. I mean, you got to protect. But yeah, that could have worked. But to piggyback a little bit on what he just said, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys are trying to get her to get out, right? Mm. She's not wanting to get out. I mean, yeah, you could call the police. You could have them get help you get her out. But let's say it would have gone further. What if she was here destroying all your cameras, throwing it, you know, at that point, you know, yeah, you could definitely hold her, bring her out. But my point was, this is why the rappers, the high value people, they have security.
Yeah.
And I know that's one of the things I mentioned to you guys was the possibility of security. Because, and I know like in your regular day-to-day home, oh, hell no, nobody told me I look crazy. No,
all right. We got two potential security.
I know that, you know, free. Obviously.
I'll reduce my hourly rate.
Like, we don't have security at our house, right? But in an establishment or a business setting or a setting, you know, yeah, that's something you could have considered too, you know, is having security and having them do the dirty work. That way you're not the one touching this individual. But that's always going to be the risk. However, guys, let's be clear. If she's here destroying your stuff, beating you up and hurting you potentially, or she pulls out a gun or she pulls out a knife and she's Miss Suede Blitch, you know, Mortal Kombat fatality killer.
Yeah.
I think that you have every right to stop and defend yourself.
Of course.
It is, you know, leave that as last resort, but like, you're not going to let her destroy your studio either.
I like
either.
The pepper spray. Are tasers illegal in Florida?
I don't know. There's no prohibition against it.
Yeah.
I think they sell
them.
Get them
on Amazon, man. $9.99.
Okay. You might need to get a taser.
So basically the old saying.
Well, let's try. guys, let's try the let's try the pepper spray if you must.
No, but basically, the old saying, prevention is better than cure. Because if you could like prevent that from happening, then the better. Right. But we do have two potential security guards that are women that do want to come on. So it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No,
not dudes. Yeah,
it's
women. Women. Because so, I noticed one thing awesome. I noticed when we have shows and we have like, let's say like me or Fresh, like we're, you know, one of our chicks that we date, whatever. They're watching the show.
Yeah.
I noticed that the women immediately behave a lot better that we bring on the show because there's always that that potential for, you know, physical consequence if they act rude or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what I've noticed. If girls act up typically when it's like just guys in the room. It's actually funny because it's like when there's guys in the room, they act up even more. But if there's girls in the room that they don't know, they behave. Yep. Very interesting. Yeah, very, very interesting.
And what happens is when you see guys, if one guy doesn't kind of like treat them how they want to be treated, hey, could you help me? It's like, yo, they go to the next guy for like sympathy. It's like, nah, not all of us in here are RP aware.
Oh, actually, you know what? Since we got them in the house, I forgot to even mention this. Quick transition.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So similar to the apartment thing, 2 days ago, we had a show with our boy Andrew Tate, right? Yeah. Famous kickboxer. You guys could go check out that episode. A lot of really good podcasts. Mm-hmm. But long story short, a girl was here in the studio and she was told that she would be on the show. I guess she got some misinformation because the point of the show is to have Andrew be the star and everything like that. We're like, listen, you could come on another show when he's here and you could be on the panel, whatever. But, you know, since you came here and you watched the show and, you know, you it was like 2 hours, we'll take you home, right?
We'll take you home, yeah.
So we dropped Andrew off at his spot, right? And then we were taking her back and we were in North Miami, taking her back to Miami Beach. And, you know, we're having a conversation in the car and she interrupted us multiple times.
She's like, do you know who I am? Da, 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 da.
We're trying to have a conversation. He kept trying to talk about herself, like, you know, well, I'm this and then I'm that, whatever. And at this point, I knew that I was gonna probably have to kick this girl out the car. So I started recording early. Yeah. I got 13 minutes of footage, right?
It's all on Patreon.com. It is all on Patreon, guys. The full video.
But basically, I told her, I gave her a warning. Hey, please stop interrupting us. Like, we're doing you a favor right now. We're bringing you back to your place. This is a courtesy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then she interrupted again and said, well, I'm a fucking girl and blah, blah, blah. She's like, you know, I think she had something to drink, whatever. But the point is that we pulled over and we kicked her out the car. And we got her out. And she took her forever. She didn't want to leave. I sitting there with her and I had the camera on her the whole time for like 6-7 minutes.
Yeah.
Get out. And then we ended up calling the cops. Right. And then eventually
she got out.
She got out. But I guess what I would ask
is... We didn't touch her.
We didn't touch her, of course not. But I would say, would that... Obviously, the vehicle is an extension of the home, right? I mean, it's your...
No.
Okay, let's go.
No, let's stop right there. So look, when you are in your home and you're in your castle, you have like all sorts of Fourth Amendment protections and it's real serious. Like, think about it. Like, you know, if... Let's just say a couple police officers knocked on the door right now and said, hey, we got a complaint, blah, blah, blah. We want to come in. He'd be like, no. You're not coming in here. You can get a warrant.
Yep.
But out on the street, when you're in your car, cop pulls you over, you have a very less drastic sense of privacy out on the streets. Mm-hmm. So no, the protections to your home do not extend to your vehicle. But like you're saying, you have a passenger that's not welcome anymore.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, you know, whenever anyone asks, do you know who I am? Like, do you really... If you were asking the question, like, obviously not. Like, do you think Leonardo DiCaprio ever asked, like, do you know who I am? Obviously not. We know who you are. You're gonna, either way. But point being, you know, you can kick a passenger out of your vehicle for being unruly or just, you know, that's your choice. That's your decision. But, you know, it's not exactly the same parallel as to having someone kicked out of your home or the same production.
Can you forcibly remove them?
I mean, you stop the car and you're like, you're out. And what are they going to do?
They
don't have any expectations of privacy.
What this girl did
was
she actually sat in the back seat with her seatbelt on and would not get out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Like, she would, and I had to go back and forth with her for like 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And record her.
She did not want to move at all.
She didn't want
to
move.
And you got to call the police again. You know, that's what it all boils down to. Because once you start pointing hands or like just,
it gets muddy.
Yeah. And you expose yourself to liability, and that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying that to prevent any type of like further miscommunication or things happening, just call police one time.
Look, if the choice is one, I'm going to put my hands on this woman and rip her out of my vehicle, or two, call the police. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Call the police.
Okay. Call the police every single time. All right, fair enough. Because I guess you're opening yourself up to civil actions and everything else like that. Because even though you might not become criminally prosecuted, she can always come back and say, oh, you hurt me here, you hurt me there, whatever it may be.
And once she rings the bell, it's a problem.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Super chats? Good, Chris.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, quite a few.
Okay. And guys, just to, I think we got, how many live viewers we got right now? Like 3,000?
We got 4,000.
Oh, shit. Wow. Guys, like the video, comment, subscribe on your way. Thank you so much. A sub to the channel. Because as you guys know, obviously, we don't just teach you guys how to get girls. We teach you guys, you know, about protecting
and
yourself.
1.7K likes? Come on, guys.
And yeah, well, come on, guys. Help us get us at least 3,000 likes, guys.
What?
Okay. So we're going to go, let's see, where are we at, Chris?
I think, let me see.
We're pulling up the super chats right now, guys. So we don't want to miss anybody. We're going to read 20 and up, guys, just so that we keep the conversation flowing, because we have some other things that we want to talk about. And obviously, Jen and Dan's time is very valuable. They're attorneys, and they're charging us a lot of money for this. So, no, it's good. Okay, Zara Hanamaro, $20. If it's one thing I learned from modern women, it's that consequences and accountability is their ultimate fear. They start being feminine and cooperative to avoid the cause of their attitudes and actions. Mm. Yeah, I hate to say it like that, but that's true. Because when I told that girl, yo, you got to get out the car immediately. Oh, well, let's talk a little bit. Blah, blah. She started being polite all of a sudden.
Yep.
Zara Hadamaro again, $20. I had an ex at one point refusing to get out of my car. I broke up with her and she didn't want to move. So I called the police and asked someone to try to score her out of my car. I won't put myself at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's very smart. Elizar Medina, I appreciate you guys teaching us younger men to be... Cannot be understated. Thank you so much. Okay. Cool. And guys, like the video on your way in. Jen, I saw you. Did you have something you want to add to that? Because I saw you looking at your notes.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys quickly about bringing anyone over.
Let's do it.
And at what point do they get some rights? And obviously, like we mentioned on the first time we were here, we're only licensed in Florida. So I'm only talking about Florida law, but and just general, right? So ideally, you bring someone over, you're allowed to revoke, you're allowed to tell them to leave. It's not, you don't have to file an eviction, right? Because the only people you evict are people that you have a actual rental agreement with, even if it's
people
oral,
on the lease, right?
Right. Even if it's an oral agreement. So if you let him rent a room here or a bed or whatever, and that's the lease, he now has rights as a tenant.
She said oral.
I was thinking that too. But I was like, verbal. I don't know what she's on a roll.
Damn the man.
She's
on a roll.
I don't understand anything. But guys, listen up. This is where you take notes, guys. When Jen starts getting in that fact mode. Take notes, guys.
These are some of the things that a court may consider to determine whether or not this individual is a guest that has overstayed. And then I'll tell you what legal process you need to do to get that person out or if they're a tenant. And these are just some examples. So, for example, that the occupant, this person, has no ownership, financial or leasehold interest in the premises. So that's going to be a no-brainer because unless you put her on the deed the minute she moves in. We do know people who do this. I don't know what they're crazy.
Thinking with a smaller head.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Crazy. But anyway, does the person have any utility bills in their name at the property that they're trying to take them out? So if the first thing she says is when she moves in or, you know, she's there for, I'm happy to put it in my name. FPNL, water bill, no. Does her ID, so all my boppies out there bringing over the Colombian girls or whatever, and then you go out to the DMV and you get her an ID, does it have the address where you reside?
Oh.
Okay, don't do that.
So don't do it.
Government IDs with the address.
Honey, I'm just going to, don't worry if you get a couple of envelopes addressed to me. It's okay.
Well, to my next one, is she getting mail at your house? That's a big one. Dan doesn't know this, but to this day, I still don't get mail to his house.
Of course I know that. I've never gotten any mail from you.
Yeah, there's a reason. Anyway, so.
Well, actually, funny note, did you know you can have someone get mail sent to your house with somebody, like let's say you got a girlfriend and they get mail sent to your house, and you can go buy a car with that person just for them being sent mail to your house.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do. You can also send yourself something like a bill here, and then she can go get an ID off your house as well.
That is crazy, bro.
Without you, by the way.
Yeah, without you.
So she could figure out your address, a credit card, anything she don't care about, anything get sent to your house, and then she go out and get an ID.
Dude, that's crazy, bro.
Give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank God we got that holy water. Oh, just out of curiosity, if you throw holy water on a crazy chick in the studio, is that considered a battery?
Battery, yes.
It could be.
Yeah. Okay, Trey, we can't throw holy water on her.
Yeah. No. Trey, you got something? Yeah, sure. Y'all gonna keep me busy. I see. Okay. Does she pay anything in the house in exchange for occupancy? So if she offers to pay a bill, maybe the, I don't know, the monthly valet fee or whatever, and especially if she's writing checks, she's there's a, or a Zelle, a way that she can document that she's been paying you. So when me and Dan first started dating and I started living at his house, we had like an arrangement. I gave him a check and it said rent. And he one day was like, can them checks not say rent on them? I'm just saying, like, they don't need to say rent on them. And I was like, y'all, he knew exactly where I was going with this.
Smart man.
So
smart
yeah,
man.
He was like, no rent.
So real quick, fellas, we say all the time, you pay all the bills. Here's a clear reason why, because if you let her pay bills as well, she has the rights.
Let her take you out to dinner.
Yeah. Oh, and real quick, like even when we moved in, like I moved into his apartment, he owns it. He would never, ever let me make a payment towards his mortgage.
Not
absolutely not. If you do that,
take me for dinner. It's all good.
Yeah. If he were to have done that, and let's say we had no prenup, the day I divorce or he divorces me, whatever, there could be I could potentially make a claim to say that I have some ownership interest, even though that was a premarital asset.
Wow.
That was an asset he had well before he met me, let alone married me. But the minute he accepts my money and I can show the paper trail that it went to his mortgage, I get a little percentage of that.
Wow.
Damn. Hey guys, if you're listening, if you own a real property, if you own a business and you're about to get married, you need a prenup because you do not want to create a marital component in a non-marital asset. That's commingling. That's dirty words for divorce attorneys.
Almost done here. Does that
Does
that person have their own room, their own bedroom? Okay. So that's another thing, because if they have their own bedroom, they could kind of make of us.
She's sleeping with me.
Well, a lot of us have guest rooms, right? And we're talking about chicks and unruly chicks, but let's keep it real. This could be for a cousin that comes and overstays. This could be for a friend that comes that they just got into a divorce. And then you're like, you feel bad. All right, I'll let the homie stay here for a month or so. Before you know it, it's been 6 months, homie ain't left. It's like, what's going on?
No good deed goes unpunished, yo.
Right. Very so if she's true. Sleeping on the couch or sleeping in the room with you, you know, that helps. The she doesn't have her own room. And for those high value men that have a whole lot of rooms, you know, you convert one of those rooms into her closet, you know, that's her house.
Damn.
Has minimal possessions at the subject premises. This reminds me of when the girl starts leaving things little by little at the house.
You
right?
give her a drawer. No, you give her a drawer.
Actually, you open the door,
you give her a drawer. First comes a toothbrush. You have a drawer for a little couple undies and a change of clothes. But once she gets a drawer, she's got her foot in the door, man.
so that's actually what happened with us. Like, it's like back and forth. And then one day it was like, he was like,
I'm going to give you a drawer.
You can have that. And I was like,
hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. You leave the toothbrush and everything. But, but anyway, once you start storing stuff at his house.
You get two, you get three, you get half a closet. Next thing you know, she's
the moment I see that, I'm like, you left your toothbrush here. You need to pick it up right now.
Okay, there you go. And last but not least, this person has a residence somewhere else that you can show. Like, they have a house, but like, if she doesn't, that up. So anyway, these are just factors, guys. I'm not saying anyone.
No, but this is good. I just learned a lot just from hearing that. All these things are things you need to take account for, because so many guys would just openly kind of open their home to a woman and think, I could kick her out whenever, right? And it's like, no.
And here's what's super interesting too. So Florida has this, if you're paying permanent alimony, because you've been married for 30 years, well, let's say your wife gets into some sort of supportive relationship and you want to terminate your alimony. The factors that Jennifer was just talking about are so in line with the same factors of being in a supportive relationship.
So they can help you as well.
Yeah.
If you're paying alimony, if you can articulate that another guy's putting her in this position.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to prove a supportive relationship, but that's basically, it's very parallel to what you have to prove.
If you find yourself in a situation like this, at least in Florida, where you're trying to get this guest that has overstayed, chick, cousin, brother, whatever, what you can do is you can call the police. Now, every police department is going to handle things differently. And again, I stress, I think that the police do a very important job. But let's keep it real. It's a lot easier for them to say it's a civil matter than to actually get down and dirty and say you got to just go to court. So I have heard a lot of people been wrongfully told by the police lease. Oh, you got to evict them. Well, no, I don't have a lease with her. I don't have to evict her. You can get her out. And so in Florida, there's actually a Florida statute that I think all you guys should know. And it is statute 810.08. 810.08. That is the trespassing statute. No, okay.
Hold on. I'm gonna write all that right? one down one more time.
And I know there's nothing sexy about statutes, and I hate when lawyers talk about statutes that just confuse people, but it's good for your knowledge because you can let the police officer know that that's the statute they need to look at. Police are governed by the statutes. It is 810.08. And what it says is that if you as the owner of your home can fill out this affidavit, this is an affidavit where you, the owner, and I'm happy to share it with you guys. You want to put it up on I don't know, on your website later or whatever.
We could put a link to it in the description box.
This is an affidavit that is a Florida affidavit where as long as you give this to the police under penalty of perjury that you are saying this person does not live here, they are not, you know, you, the police should, even if it's forcefully, get that person out. And the police have no liability as long as they didn't do anything in bad faith. So obviously by you giving the police an affidavit and showing them, hey guys, look at the statute, look at this, you got to get her out, then the police should be able to get her out and not have any liability against the police because they didn't act in bad faith. If they have any doubts, if she's able to counter what you're saying at that very moment, then you will need to go to court. However, do not file an eviction in Florida, gentlemen, because again, she's not a tenant. What you need to file is either an unlawful detainer or an ejectment action. And you're not going to want to file an ejectment action because that's only when you think the person can really, it's borderline gray whether they have an interest in the property. So what you're going to file is an unlawful detainer. We handle these here at our office, and they're going to have 5 days to respond. So it's a quick proceeding where hopefully we will be able to get her out relatively quickly. Eventually, if and when you went, you get a writ of possession, which is an actual order where you can send it to the sheriff department of where your property is at, and the sheriff will come and physically take her out, and they can use forcible whatever they got to do to get that person out. And that's what you need to do.
Because that will be awesome.
But don't make the mistake of filing an eviction. If you're going to do this on your own, you go down to the self-help center. I'm not going to BS you. You can try to do this on your own. They're going to tell you, probably wrongfully so, to file an eviction. An eviction gives them rights. Don't give them rights they don't have. They don't have rights to your home. They need to be unlawfully detained, which is telling them to get the heck out of the house. Bang, they have no rights.
Man.
Yo, that's some good info. Guys, like the video, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Where else are you going to find this information for free?
Yeah, seriously. And we don't just teach you guys how to womanize and get in shape. We teach you guys also how to protect yourself after the womanizing. Yep. So anyway, let's go to Super Chats real quick. PWillie2499, this is such an important topic, teaching guys how to handle unruly, crazy women in 2021. Thank you, Fresh and Fit. Boom. You're welcome, guys. Phil, $20. What do we do if a girl takes our Call of Duty case and runs off to destroy it? Also, glad to hear about the two security guard prospects. Make sure they two butch looking chicks so the girl guests know they can't take them. We got one girl that knows how to use nunchucks and does martial arts.
Yep.
Hypnosis for men, $25. Thank you, Ryan. Loving the content and congratulations on 100K Yay! Subs. 150 will be around the corner, maybe even before 100K party goes down.
Yeah.
And then Jay Martinez, 1228, $20. Yo, Fresh and Fit, love you guys. Question for the lawyers. What happens if a wife moves out to another state and you're separated for a few years? Is there any way to get divorced without contest? Guys, is that a
great
quick answer or no?
Great question.
I mean, for example, if you are living in Florida and your wife moves to New York, you're still a Florida resident, so you can still file for a divorce in Florida, so you're good.
And if you don't know where she is, as long as you file an affidavit of due diligence that you really did try to look for her, and there's the affidavit actually spells out all the things you need to do, like check the post office, check this, check that, you could actually possibly get divorced by what's called publication, whereas you don't serve her personally, you actually serve her through a newspaper that like nobody reads, and then you're done. But caveat, she can come back if she finds out that you divorced her and try to adjudicate whatever assets and debts and liabilities you guys had, because the court will divorce you. That way you can go marry someone else, but your division of assets or kids, any kids' rights or things like that, the court will just retain jurisdiction at a later time when he or she shows up.
They don't
up.
Divide assets by publication.
Right. Damn. They don't divide assets by, but I wish,
but you
right?
Divorce.
But you can get divorced and that allows you to now marry someone else. And it, certainly if you pass away or she passes away, now she can't pull the plug on you and vice versa. You know, those are things that like your wife can do. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Pull the plug. Yeah.
Do you pull the plug on me,
Marin?
I would never, baby.
Okay, and then can you ask guests what about trans security?
No.
What?
Trans security.
No, what he's saying, can we hire trans security guards?
No one discriminates here.
Yeah, no one discriminates. Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway.
Blake Early.
Chris, what the?
Bro. Yo, okay. Blake Early. Put it
Yeah, go ahead.
It took 3 days for my son's mother to get arrested after destruction of property, battery, harassment, child endangerment. Get yourself some money and learn to protect yourself legally.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah, invest the money in attorneys, guys, so you don't learn the hard way. Yeah. James Burnett, 2499. Hey, boys and girls. Thanks for the information. Thanks, James.
James Burnett.
Jen, you're like the only person that comes on the show and he shows you a lot of love.
Yeah.
I'm like, hi, James. I'm so excited.
Because James usually insults everyone else that comes on. Are we caught up?
Yeah, we're caught up.
Bill Gates.
James had some good ass questions last time.
No, he does. Yeah, he did. He's a business owner. Real quick, how many likes are we at right now?
2.6.
All right, guys, we're going to stop the show. We need at least 3,000 likes right now, because at this point, you guys are just jacking all this great content for free. We got two attorneys in the house helping you guys protect yourself so you don't get, you know, destroyed with the criminal courts or getting held civilly liable or whatever it may be. So you guys got to like the goddamn video. And if you don't, there's going to be some serious consequences. And I'm going to turn it over to...
Yo, real talk. Like the video right now. Yo, real talk. You're in our hole. What's in our contract? We're going to beat you up. Oh, like the video right now. Shut the channel. Yeah. We got to say, Dan, the man.
That was amazing.
Okay. Wow. I'm also going to issue a threat right now.
Yeah.
You guys think we're playing around? I got a fucking katana right here.
Oh, shit.
You guys better like this video right now, or else I'm coming for you, your cat, your dog,
your girl,
and your tacos.
Tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
No, bro. You're going to smell that.
Taco Monday.
Okay. Like the goddamn video right now.
Here we go, guys.
And if you don't like the video, there's going to be some serious consequences, okay? We got ninja stars. We got swords. We got nunchucks.
Everything.
We got everything.
We got... Like the video. Or just come off right now.
We have guests. No, don't do it.
No, fresh.
No, we see the nunchucks.
The nunchucks? Okay, good. Oh, okay. If you don't get... Matter of fact, he's gonna hit you with the nunchucks.
Yeah, he's gonna do it himself. All right,
then the man. I'm gonna hit you with this. All right, so like the goddamn video right now. We ain't playing around no more. Oh shit! Yeah, we're gonna send the man to your house. Oh shit! Oh damn!
The legal charts.
Yo, I'm scared for my life.
And so, now we're back to the Dan and Jennifer show.
Yo, Jennifer messed you up legally and physically.
So let me tell y'all about protecting yourself from domestic violence injunctions. Apparently that might be the time.
Right after
how many likes are we at?
3.1k likes.
All right, we're good.
Now. Okay, thank you,
guys. Awesome, guys. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you. We don't like stopping the show, but you guys force us to have to do this ninja
act. Because
you guys are a bunch of ninja watchers and you don't like the goddamn video. So like the video, comment, subscribe. Let's switch it over, transitioning to...
Wait, hold on. So we aren't going to comment that Dan knows how to use that?
Yeah, wait. Dan, how do you know how to use nunchucks?
Oh, I'm a train killer.
He really is, though. For real.
Oh, yeah, straight up.
Okay. Like, you guys, I married him for a reason. Oh, yeah. Like, hello. Like, I'm a... Come on. I don't want to sound like the girls that come on your show, but like, come on. Like, obviously, hello.
See, meanwhile, I'm like hitting myself with the
Holy
nunchucks.
Smokes, okay.
All right, read these super chats real quick, and then we will go over to the injunctions. Okay, Blake Early, $20. It took 3 days for my son's. We read that one. 20 and up, guys. Okay, James Burnett, thank you so much. Hey, boy. Hey, boys and girls, thanks for the information. And then James Burnett again. I will be in this weekend, boys. Hope to see you. Okay, James, hit us up.
Hit us up, James.
We got our former president in the house, 2024. I will have to hire you in case I decide to let Melania go. She's a great wife, but she's getting a bit old and moody. Okay, thank you, former president.
Oh, wow.
James Burnett, 2499. Every time you two put on a mask on, you look like the captors from Captain Sully with Tom Hanks. Thank you, because we are the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
And then anything else, Chris?
No, we're good.
All right, let's talk about injunctions, guys.
Yeah. So real quick before we begin,
I know
we're running close to the time, but I do want to say this. I want to start off by saying this. Because I wouldn't be me if I didn't say this. I want to start off by saying that the women that we're talking about tonight, I know you might want the transition music. But this is real talk, guys. So yes. The women we're going to be talking about tonight are the exception.
Okay.
I want to say that there are really for real women that are for real victims of domestic violence.
Of course,
and
yeah.
That's not who we're talking about tonight.
Right.
And just likewise, there's also men, believe it or not, a lot of closet men that are being abused physically, mentally, and verbally by their woman right now.
Yes.
And they don't call the police. They're living in shame because of what's happening to them.
So, I keep a journal.
Babe, they're gonna really believe I abuse you, man. Stop. But so real talk, just, you know, my heart goes out to those victims because I can't imagine being manipulated in that way, being treated that way, and no person should put their hands on anyone. And that goes both for men and women. And with that being said, as much as I'm here for the victims, and like, if you're a victim, I plead you to go to the police. I find it shameful when people say, well, if she really was a victim, why did she take so long? Well, she took this long because there are a lot of factors that go into the manipulation, the mental status of somebody who's being victimized, who's being a victim of domestic violence, including the financial resources, especially when the man has financial resources over you. It's very difficult for a woman to walk away from that. And so that's why there are a lot of charities and a lot of organizations that help women. They bring them in with the kids if need be. That's another thing. They don't want to lose their kids.
Yeah.
They think that they could lose their kids if they're homeless, if they have to now resort to prostitution. So anyway, my 2 seconds of just a little bit of feminism on that part, because it would be without saying, you know, I would feel wrong to sit here and make it seem like this is every domestic violence case. With that being said, there are some crazy bees out there, and they do use domestic violence as a weapon. And Daniel Silver is here to explain some of those. I'm here happy to tell you some stories, some real stories of women that have used this, domestic violence against men. So protect yourself. And here we go.
So if there's one thing I want to talk about to help your viewers and, you know, to protect them, it's that when you're involved in a relationship with someone and they claim some sort of domestic violence and they ring that bell and they go to the courthouse and they put in the four corners of the document that, one, they're either a victim of domestic violence, they've been hit, they've been beaten, or they have a reasonable fear that they're going to be a victim of domestic violence, they can get a temporary injunction. Mm-hmm. What this temporary injunction will do is basically, and let's just say you're together, you have a couple of children, you have a lease or you own a property. Let's say you own a premarital property and you and your they're all living there. You can be ejected from your premarital property.
Wow.
You can be ejected from your rent. And it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to actually get a hearing to defend yourself, in which time you're out. So these domestic violence injunctions can be weaponized. And we see that in our family cases, and you need to make sure that you protect yourself. That way, you know, you can own a non-marital home, bring a woman in there, have a child together, and all of a sudden you could literally be evicted from your own home constructively because of a domestic violence injunction. So again, and it all goes down to, you know, documenting everything, recording everything, protecting yourself, not putting yourself in a situation where you commit an act of domestic violence. And look, these domestic violence cases, I put them in two categories. Number one, like, if you punch someone in the face and there's a black eye, like, that domestic violence injunction is being granted and there's going to be a criminal case. And like, that's not much we can do to help you there. But in the ones where there's a pushing, there's a shoving, there's a bruising, it's a close call, that temporary injunction might get granted. You may ultimately win at trial, but it could take 6 to 9 months where you're out of your house, not seeing your child. And again, you have to, when you're in a situation where you could, you know, there's a domestic violence allegations. Once this bell is rang, it's a very serious bell. So you need to make sure that you protect yourself.
Yeah. Wow. No, absolutely. And not to mention like all the other consequences, like, you know, you can't have a firearm. You get, you know,
oh, yeah.
All
oh, yeah. Stuff. Your firearm.
And not to mention, if you more and more, if you are have a conviction for domestic violence, a civil injunction, if you go to the airport, like you're in secondary and third screenings and things like that as well.
And for all my peoples here who are like residences or worse here, like on a tourist visa or anything like that, that's really going to mess you up for immigration purposes as well. Any sort of conviction. And we're talking civilly. We're not even touching about criminal right now. We're talking about a civil injunction, a civil restraining order, as it's commonly called. That's what we're referring to.
Wow. And they can file it, if I'm not mistaken, we discussed it, and correct me if I'm wrong, like they can kind of file it without your knowledge, right?
Oh, yeah. Do. It's
like,
ex parte.
It's not like criminal where it's like, yeah, they could do ex parte. That's what it was, yeah.
Ex parte. And until you get served with it and there's a hearing, it's on, which means if you were to come back to the house or come near her, you are technically violating
And
that.
You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know it.
Wow.
Right?
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the clerk's office has these files are confidential. So even us as attorneys, we look them up. We may not be able to pull the records.
Sealed.
They're just confidential.
So what happened was real quick, people used to file the domestic violence, mostly women, unfortunately, but you know, whatever, men, doesn't matter. And whoever filed it, and you would be able to then look up on the public records right away that like Jennifer Pratt filed the domestic violence. They haven't even served you. Let's say it's against you. They haven't even served you. So now you know that I filed something against you. What now is happening is that the clerks aren't doing that anymore. Now they're waiting until you get served before they allow the case to be public record so that you don't have a way to know, because I guess what must have happened, I'm assuming, is somebody saw it. Oh, she put a, you know, and then maybe went out and tried to hurt her or do something to her because he was upset or she was upset. We don't know, right? I'm assuming. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been a he, she.
Whenever new rules or new laws are set
it's
like that or whatever.
Something happened.
Yeah, something happened. Someone messed it up for everybody else.
Right.
Okay. So I had some of these super chats real quick. And guys, don't forget to like and comment and subscribe because we're giving you guys a lot of value right now.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, Mr. Dump Your Boyfriend 305. Wow, this woman empowerment stuff over. Okay.
I guy,
$100. Great content. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother, for $100 super chat.
Yep, thank you so much for that. Actually, you get a Don DeMarco for that, my friend.
Yeah.
Is it the eye from Lord of Rings?
Yep. Yep. The eyes are on.
There you go.
Daniel Fuller, $20. It would be best to hire an off-duty uniformed police officer for your shows with girls, and they can be hired for as little as $69 an hour. It will keep the girls in check off rip. I don't know. Can you hire police officers?
Yes.
In Florida?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And by the way, that duty is a genius idea. Off duty. It's like overtime for them. They'll love it. And you'll have a real police officer here that's just off duty. But like, he's going to come in his uniform.
They offer that service for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a service. Yes. Oh, yeah. And look, let's keep it real. And I can say this. I'm your attorney and I can say this. Yeah, there ain't nothing shady going on here until I get here. Yeah.
All the police officers at the heat games and the concerts and
those are all private parties.
It's all off-duty.
Right.
All right, look, guys. So all we need is a $7 super chat from you guys. Yeah. We'll hire a security. Each time you go on live, $70. We got you.
All right. Then we gotta get a female officer though.
Yeah.
They're gonna act right. Huh?
This is officer.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Onyx 51, $75. Shout out to Fresh and Fit Fam. Guys, take time and secure your premises. Use cameras. But even if you get her assaulting you in Texas, it takes months to even get a warrant. I pressed charges with video evidence on October 2020 and the warrant wasn't placed until March 2021.
Damn, bro.
Two things though. We were in the middle of a pandemic.
That's true.
In 2020. But two, yeah, if she just hit you and you're not weren't physically, like, I know it's unfortunate to say, but it's the same thing with like when you call the cops. Unless you say somebody's dead here, they're probably gonna take a little longer because they're tending to other things. But don't give up. Like, persist. Like, if that's what your objective is, he got it done. You can get it done, you know? And, you know, again, nothing against anybody, but some people need to be made a lesson out of. They need to learn, you know? And it's sometimes those hits in life that teach us those hard lessons.
Question. Can we do anything and go after her for trespassing on camera in 1080p when we clearly told her you got to leave and she wouldn't leave?
I feel like you have a better case for, like, defamation or libel or slander when she's going on her website saying, like, you stole all this money from her.
Instagram,
because I mean, this is your livelihood and obviously you guys aren't stealing from her and that's a accusation can tarnish your reputation.
Yeah.
That may have some damages, but you know, like really, let's just say hypothetically, okay, like she outstayed her welcome. Like, what are your damages? Like,
So anytime you want to sue someone, ask yourself, what are your damages? Right.
And is the juice worth the squeeze?
And if there's no damages, it's not hard. You know, but
so it's not criminal then, right? Cause trespass. Oh, they have to have been served. Well, you can tell,
warn them. You can tell them that they're trespassing right now and that they have to go. In fact, next time I would say you are trespassing.
I said that.
Okay, good.
I told her a few times.
Good.
But
she didn't care.
Yeah, she didn't care though. But yeah, I think with Florida law, they have to be served like a notice that they can no longer be there, and then they can get arrested.
I get what you're saying.
If I'm not mistaken.
You can tell them to get out, and that's it. They have to get out. Okay. When I talked about this part, this is like you telling them to get out, and then you give the police the affidavit in the event they want that protection to let them know that you're traveling under this particular statute, which says she's got to go because she's trespassing. You ever noticed in like the quickie marts, they all have those signs that say something, you will be trespassing. And if you are, you know, we can contact the police and they can get you out. It's the same thing. You want to get one of those signs? We'll put them up right here.
Okay.
If you are asked to leave, like we can revoke your welcome here. Basically, right? It's like a license, like you're giving them a license to come in or something like that. So you're revoking their welcome. And if you don't, you understand that the minute you walk in here, police are going to be escorted out. They're going to get you escorted out.
I got a question because people actually mentioned this. So did Trey, shout out to Trey. Would we be able to put something in the waiver that would maybe we don't have to answer this on air if you don't want to, put something in there where, listen, you also consent to being forcibly removed if you're asked to leave the show.
The problem is they can agree for you to do that, do all sorts of things to them.
Yeah.
But what happens when you injure them allegedly, right?
Okay.
So that's what, in my opinion, is going to be the problem. Yeah. So if we want to add that word, like at the end of the day, like Dan said, all of a sudden she's been a gymnast or she fell 3 times down this pole already, but now she's going to say those injuries were caused by you. In fact.
Yeah. I will say though, Dan brought up a very good point because think about this, right? What if it's a first time viewer to our show, right? They see her saying, oh, we stole money from her. She's hot. She's attractive. So they believe her. And now our credibility as YouTubers are like, yo, these guys are thieves.
Well, they clearly believe her. They sent her $2,000.
Now you have some damages.
Yeah. Ain't nobody sent me $2,000.
So, think about it, bro. Our credibility and our brand, she's kind of like tarnishing that by lying about us. So to me, that's like.
So if that's something we want to proceed with, let's talk about it.
Okay. All right. Off air. With that said, what else did we? Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates.
Breaking news.
Bill Gates has finally tweeted. He has tweeted on live air. Well, not live air, but
on Twitter. He basically broke up with his wife. Yeah. Their marriage is over, guys.
27 years, right?
27 years. Yeah. We're covering this only because it's trending right now. It literally happened right before we went on air. So what are your guys' takes on it?
Yeah.
Start with Dan and then Jen.
It's going to be a snoozer.
Yeah.
It's going to be totally boring. I mean, this is not going to be a sexy drama divorce case. Yeah, this is going to be like they've got billions of dollars. They're going to put it on a napkin or a piece of paper and they're going to divide a ton of money. And I mean, they're philanthropists. Like the last thing they're going to be doing is spending tons of money on lawyers. This is not going to be a sexy divorce. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah. You think it's going to be end amicably?
It's going to be a confidential agreement. There's going to be billions of dollars and no one's going to be challenging anything. It's going to be out of the court system. It's going to be snoozer.
And Jen, you mentioned that they had no prenup, right?
No prenup, as far as I could see in my little Google research there. No prenup, which is really interesting. 27 years ago was 1994.
Damn.
So I know one of the things we're talking about before the show started was Windows already, like I feel like Windows was already around because 1994 I was in fourth grade.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm 37. I don't care. Anyway, so interesting. I also agree with Dan. I reverted back to the Bezos, Amazon guy, his divorce. That was a kind of a snoozer. They had like one or two things they went back and forth on because there was that extramarital affair. So don't be surprised if the truth is revealed now that the real reason they're breaking up is because he is doing exactly what you all preach, which is leaving now the 27 year marriage woman for some baddie 21 year old Malibu Barbie. Good for you.
We support you, Bill.
Good
Gates
for you. And you know what's great is that they're gonna divorce and she's still gonna be his philanthropy partner and she's still gonna be, you know, there, but he's gonna show up with his cute baddie.
They're more interested in like curing malaria throughout the world than like fighting over allegedly, you know, paying a bunch of
allegedly. Allegedly. But allegedly. I mean, I think it's gonna be kind of like a Bezos situation, kind of a snoozer where they divided billions of dollars and you barely heard of
it. Even in the Bezos divorce, there was like the wife's brother was sued by Jeff because there was some like we get even so there
and was
something,
the extramarital
there was
affair, which was interesting,
there.
Right?
There was at least something juicy there. I think like there's not going to be anything juicy in this.
I mean, who's going to take up the depopulation project?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so super chats real quick. Mr. Dump, your boyfriend, 305, $20. I made the most
money.
Yeah, I think he means money.
In 2020.
In 2020, Trump. Oh, God, 2024. All right, thank you, man.
Cool, thanks,
appreciate
bro.
That.
Jonathan Wright, $20.
I like that female lawyer until she started making excuses for women who do not take responsibility for their own inactions when abused. Total turn off. Great show, guys. Jonathan.
I made excuses for women?
Yeah, no. Well, here's the thing, Jonathan. You got to understand, bro, that most people that are victims of DV are women, bro. That's fact. You know what I'm saying? On this podcast, we talk about facts, my friend. So her highlighting that, yes, women suffer from this too. It's fact, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to be an asshole about it. So,
and not twice.
Yeah.
Same thing. But
I also said men suffer from it too. And my heart goes out to them too. Yeah, and that they're some of the biggest closet abusers. When I say closet, they're in literally, I don't mean the sexual part. I mean, they're literally in the closet.
They can't come out about
it. And they're ashamed about it because who do they go to? Like, their boy? Like, my girl slapped me. Like, most guys are going to laugh at that instead of being supportive and being like, yo, like, that's not cool, man. And can I tell you all something? Nah, because this done got me heated right here. Hold on. Let me tell you something. I grew up with an older brother, okay? He knows my brother, okay? My brother is the definition of a G, okay? Mm-hmm. Old school Latino G. And
he's got like 60 pounds on me too.
I will never forget, and I say that with the most love in the world, because to me, my brother was like a father figure to me growing up. I had a father, of course, but you know, I grew up in a single home, so he was who I looked up to growing up. And I'll never forget something that he said to me. And whether this is right or wrong, I'm not here for that right now. I'm here to tell you a real life situation that, like, to this day is how I really feel despite my feminism, okay? He looked me in the eye and he said, Jenny, nobody else can call me that, just my family. He said, Jenny, let me tell you something. You ever hit, and he may have used other words that I'm not going to repeat because I do plan to run for politics one day, but he said, you ever hit a man, expect to get hit back like a man. And I was like, damn. And that's how I grew up. Like, that the minute I raised my hand, and I know there was some comments about me being a little aggressive with my husband, but let me tell you, that's one thing, like, I've always been clear on. You, and that I won't give no woman no pass on. You lifted your hand, you hit this man. I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right that you hit her back. Yeah. But my brother set me up to know, like, don't ever do that. Don't hit a man. Just like, I'm never going to cross the line with you either. You know what he'll do? He'll walk away. He'll leave. But he's not going to hit me either. Like, he's like, yo, don't put your hand on a man. So this goes for both ways. And I know that there's men that get physically abused by their women. I know it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm handling an immigration case right now for a VAWA, which, by the way, is a way you can also get legal here, guys. If you are getting abused by your woman and you have no papers, you can apply for what's called a VAWA, which is saying that your wife, a U.S. citizen, abused you, whether it's physical, that's preferred, quote unquote, but you know what I mean? Like, it's the most common one, but it could also be verbally, mentally, emotionally. You got to build the story. That's why you need a good attorney, but you can try to get legal status using that. And I'm reading the story and I'm like, wow, yeah, this lady was super abusive to the guy, you know? So don't think it's just women that get abused. It's just, unfortunately, the majority of the cases are women.
Yeah, they are.
And that's a fact. Fresh and fit.
Yeah,
I was just like, I'm not making excuses for no woman. You need to take accountability. The minute you hit that man, watch out, duck.
Look, 100% equal rights, 100% equal left.
Yeah. I mean, we will do it though.
The truth is that you're right. And your brother gave you great, fantastic advice because not every guy's going to exercise the same temperance when you hit them. They're just not. Some guys will just hit you right back, and that's not the way to go. You know?
World star. So
boom. World star.
Nine out of 10 men are going to hit me harder than I can hit them. Let's keep it real. Yeah. So, yeah.
Exactly. So, man, she's just pointing out the fact, guys. Yeah. Like, you know, don't get all, oh my God, this is a men's show. Men's seeing women's problems.
She's cool, fella.
Yeah,
she's
most victims of DV are women, guys. It's a fact. All right. It is what it is.
Chief C, $20.
Guys, let this DV outcomes remind you that a small waist, pretty face, and big bank may not be worth the in-house pee. You don't want to be in the court system because of those crazy creatures. Okay, yeah, man. Yeah, think what's your top head, not your bottom head. And then woof right there. $50, law advice, Tate's advice, and a blueprint for manhood. Epic show.
Boom.
Yes, my friend. That's what we do. We bring you guys everything.
Tate's will be back on Tuesday
tomorrow
with some ladies.
Tomorrow.
Yep. So it's going to be an epic show. Legendary. So watch out for that.
So guys, where can the people find you?
Yes.
So you can find me at Pratt Law. That's my Instagram. And you can also find us on at Prada.law. That's also our Instagram. And www.prada.law is our website. And our number is 888-88-LEGAL. The first consultation is free and we speak Spanish. We can do in person and we can do Zoom or telephonic. So there's absolutely no excuse and no question is too big or too small. It's a free consultation. You have absolutely nothing to lose.
Cool.
Dan? Same thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We're the same firm.
Okay. He has a Facebook. It's called Daniel Silver or something like that. Attorney. Okay. He's not a big social media guy.
By the way, we got Jabrizi Magic in the house.
Hey, Jabrizi, $10. DM on demand and Patreon. I'm on great content guy. I recommend to others. Thank you so much, Jabrizi.
Guys, you guys have been asking DMs for DMs on demand course. Put a one in the chat if you want us to re-release it for you guys. Because yeah, I feel like people want it, bro.
Yeah, I think people might. Yeah, so, we were going to wait until like release it in mid-May. But if you guys want it now, we can probably maybe do a small launch for you guys.
Yep.
And then Daniel Fuller, $20. Dolph 30 police officer is also golden as a witness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Not to all credibility that
needed there. For a police report / civil lawsuit. And you can require guests to consent to a bag search for any weapons on arrival. This is priceless. Very interesting. Okay. That's something that we're going to definitely entertain as well. And we got a bunch of ones in the chat. Okay. Right. Well, guys, we're going to put Jen and Dan's contact information below.
Yep.
We're actually working with them right now to do some trademarking stuff. Uh-oh. So they do that as well. And yeah, guys, they're fantastic attorneys. You guys need to definitely get them if you have. You guys obviously are all over Florida, right?
Columbia, anything in Florida. We have an office in Medellin, Colombia.
Yep. Yep. Medellin,
you know. So if you get some crazies down there in Colombia, you can Charles, also hit up Jen.
Charles and
so, so yeah, man. Other than that, guys, thank you so much for the support. Instagram, Unplugged Fit with 2 T's, Fresh Prince CEO. Their stuff is going to be below. And then Trade Talk Sports and Aaron C. Pogson on Instagram. Patreon.com/FreshFit.
Party May 15th. You be Woo! There or be or don't be square.
There yeah, we're going to have them there
Be
soon.
There or be square.
Exactly. There you go.
There you go.
Peace, guys. Right, peace.